Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to another edition of the Clutched Podcast. My name is Yvette Kikuyu, a.k.a. Amaka, the original, the certified gistmonger. I stop apologizing because I do feel guilty that I've abandoned you guys for 2 weeks, but I kind of also don't feel guilty for living my best life because I was privileged enough to have some of my innermost circle members visiting Dubai, and we painted the city red, to say the least. And before I even go forward, I'm happy to announce that one of them has agreed to grace to grace my podcast this weekend, and we're just going to be talking about friendship, overall how we sustain our bond, the things that make us connect, the things that make us disconnect, the things that we tolerate, and the areas that we think we should improve. I hope this encourages you to have this deep, meaningful conversation with your person as well. And stay tuned and enjoy.
Hi, welcome to Auntie Kiko's podcast. Enjoy!
Hey guys.
Hey, I think maybe we stop the video like you had said.
Okay, fine, I'll stop the video. But I really wanted to see you because the facial expressions add all the tea to the gist. But it's okay. Because
yeah, but then like now, as you can hear already, the video is better, the audio is better.
Absolutely, Mama? Absolutely. I agree 110%. So I had already done like an intro, and I think this Zoom call will only allow us to record for 40 minutes. So right now it's 17:02, so we should be done by 17, maybe 40, okay? So quickly.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. 5:40 p.m. Cool. So, hey guys, as I mentioned before the intro, today I just feel like it's important for you to get to know me a little bit better. From the one person who has tolerated my madness for over a decade. And her name is Grace. Anyways, I'm not going to divulge a lot of information, but this is just like a best friend tag conversations where we just catch up. You know, it's very important for you to put your finger on the pulse of your relationship because as human beings, we don't revolve, we evolve. So it's going to be a series of asking each other a lot of stupid questions, but I feel that is important context just to establish a foundation of your relationship as friends. And with me on the Clutched Podcast, I have my bestie. Introduce yourself.
Hi, this is Gracie K. Some of you may know me, most of you may not, but yes, I've been Kiku's bestie for, man, over 16 years.
Yeah. Do you want to tell them how we met?
I don't know, babe. You tell it better.
I tell start and then I'll jump in where I can.
Okay. We basically met in college. Mm-hmm. It was that gray area where I've come back from uni and I'm kind of trying to edge out something to do. Mm-hmm. So I enrolled in some nice college. At the time, we thought it was nice, but it was a bit dodgy.
Scam.
And the first and the first day of class, I walk into class. Of course, I was quite early, punctual as usual, and sat at the back of the class was Yvette and another mutual friend of ours. Mm-hmm. And she seemed to be having some problems with her like SIM card or something.
Correct.
So, you know, to break the ice, I thought, oh, let me introduce myself and see if I can assist her, because I'm naturally that way.
Correct.
I try and assist everybody that I meet.
Correct.
And
you actually, I wouldn't say I assist. I would say you're naturally impactful. Like you like to leave people better than you found them. And if I was to be asked, what's your superpower besides being punctual and a serial planner? You guys have no idea how Gracie is a planner. Like, sorry to cut you short, but about like 7 years ago when my first godson was born, shout out G, most of you may know him because he's the cute, sweet voice and the contagious laugh that you hear on my intro here on the Clutched Podcast. So she came for shopping. She just was like, you know, first baby and everything, the novelty. She's like, I want to spoil myself and my unborn baby a little bit. And she came to Dubai to shop. How did this babe give me an Excel sheet to go and print for her of the things that she wants to buy. Like, I'm still mind blown by that thing until today. And you would be surprised how many mothers have actually benefited from that list whenever they're shopping for their baby. And it had it like segmented in different sheets, like there was feeding, clothing, bathing, entertainment, toys. Like, babe, you are just like, I think you should start like a consultation services for planning and organizing. You know that Cartivision Netflix where they kind of like organize homes. You can organize.
Oh, get organized. Yeah.
You know, you can organize people's lives because there's just a way your brain thinks so structured that I just find so fascinating. And I think that's one way that you compliment me because you know me, I'm not...
I
am disorganized in every way, and you give me that form of structure and security, and I think it's one of the qualities that I admire most about you.
I don't know, I think I'm organized for myself. I don't know if I can do it for other people. Mm-hmm. I'm basically quite organized for myself. I know how to put myself in order, and I can also have my disorganized bits. So I'm not completely organized.
I think your disorganized bits is like an organized perfect day for me, to say the least. Honestly speaking. Like, there are sometimes even, like, I see stuff. Like, for instance, Grace was just here. She did, like, a surprise trip. We did, like, an adrenaline rush trip just to, you know. I think, anyways, to take it back a little bit, one of our mantras this year when we were making, like, our best friend pact. Yeah, we are those kind of besties who sit down at the end of the year and we're like, what are we going to do next year, you know, to improve the overall well-being of our lifestyle? And one of the things we said is we're going to be more spontaneous.
True.
And the opportunity presented itself. I have another cousin bestie who stays in the UK, and we've been planning for her to come to Dubai for the longest time, but then pandemic happened, and then the phase of where I was unemployed and a little bit of depression, and she was also dealing with her drama, so that vision kept on getting postponed. And then finally this year, all ducks just fell into a row, and she said, I'm coming. So at that particular point, I was like, wouldn't it be amazing for the two of my closest friends to actually be in the same place with me? And then randomly...
I needed some time off. And I needed to get away from things. And what better place to go than to visit my bestie?
I know. And it was the most random conversation. And it turned out even better.
True.
So then the miracle happened. And I had two of my best friends in... my city, what was, I can't even describe it, but it was just magical. Like, I'm still reeling off the emotions of the joy that we shared during that time. And then it was like, it was all ordained and planned by God because the activities just kept mounting up. Like, things that had not
been in
the calendar for months just popped up from nowhere and we're like, okay, we are doing this. And... I don't know, how was your trip? Maybe you can tell it in your own words before you say I'm exaggerating.
No. Actually, you're not even exaggerating. I think you're even not even saying the epicness of what the trip was. I mean, I just needed some time away. And it so happened that at the time when I called you and I told you I need some time away, and can I just, you know, come and literally, you know, like couch surf.
Yeah.
And of course you told me there's no way I'm sleeping on the couch.
Yeah.
And it so happened that Monday, your other best friend and I had recently become friends on Instagram, and it was perfect. It worked out perfect.
Yeah.
I came and then there was a bunch of activities to do. I had my time to, you know, R&R, and it was such a wholesome girls trip.
Oh,
so
yes.
I can say like a 10 out of 10, like a 20 out of 10.
Hey,
it's a 20 out, you know the vibes vibe.
You know the vibes vibe. All right, great. So that's just a summary of the kind of energy that we share between us. And so today I'm going to probably ask some very lame questions that I've never asked you before. But I feel like I said at the beginning of this podcast, you're not the same person I met 16 years ago. A lot has changed. You know,
I still
I still feel like I'm the one who's like still stagnant, but I live vicariously through you in so many ways. And I love how
I beg, please.
You've taken me in like your own. Like I keep saying, there's a quote that you shared one time, and it said that God definitely knew why he didn't make us sisters, because our mothers could not have handled us as sisters.
A true story. Hey, if that is not a fact, pure story.
Yep. So, question number one in getting to know each other better. I think I've already answered this question indirectly when we were talking, but to kick things off, if I were to have a superpower, what would my superpower be?
Definitely talking. Definitely talking straight off the bat. Like talking, gift of the gab.
It is the lack of hesitation for me. Like, I have talked myself out of traffic fines. I have talked myself into a job that I didn't have qualifications for, and they trained me for
numerous
it.
Numerous times, might I add.
Yes, I have talked my way into getting into a club.
Numerous times, might I add again.
Let's just say I thank God for the gift of gab. And yeah, I agree. That would definitely be my superpower. All right. So quick fire questions. Who is most likely to marry someone twice their age between me and you? God, let's say hypothetically you are not married. Shout out to Mr. Kimaru. Happy Father's Day to you. Even this, though it's going to be a little bit belated because I'll release this later today. Shout out to him. But between you and me, who is most likely to marry someone twice their age?
You, Yvette Kikuyu is most likely to marry someone twice her age. We will not mention, but yes, she's most likely.
You know, I have daddy issues and I've made that quite obvious. So I kind of want to experience all in one. Like, I want a two-in-one package. I want a husband, a partner, and a father in one. I want to make
yes,
up
and somebody who has money.
Hey,
so,
please.
Yes.
It's the last part for me. Does your best friend know you like mine knows me? Hello, please. I'm not coming to suffer with your old age. Hello.
Yes.
Okay. This one is going to be a bit controversial, but I was listening to another podcast that I love, and they have this like Ask Auntie Amaka segment. Let me just like give it my own word. And then this girl wrote in and she said that she was in a situation where she met this guy for the first time. And she liked him. And however, things never escalated between them. And then one time they were hanging out somewhere and coincidentally he was there and her bestie were present as well. And then the bestie ended up dating the guy. Fast forward 6 months later, the relationship took a negative turn and they broke up. And then unfortunately, the babe who had originally met him ended up in his bed. So the question she was asking, like, this is my best friend. Like, they've known each other since they were 5 and now they're like 27. Would you want to know if I've had sex with your ex? Hypothetically. It's never happened, but I just think like it's a very important question that women don't discuss about. And I know you can't plan for this shit, but would you want to know if I slept with your ex, or would you want me to take that to the grave?
Ah, gosh. I think I'd want to know.
I agree with you, Bessie.
Simply, I think I'd want to know because I think it would be worse if I had to find out from somebody else or from other sources that you did.
Correct.
I think it's better to just be open about it from the onset and say, look, I don't know whether you know this or not, but I kind of had relations with your ex. And then, you know, you take it from there. Most people I know, or maybe it's just my circle of people, would appreciate knowing. There are those who wouldn't because they'd see like you're a threat. So, yeah, that's just me.
I agree with you 110%. And I also think like this is the kind of secret that cannot be kept. Like at some point, it will just jump out, you know?
It will jump out. I mean, we've watched the shows towards it. We've watched the shows.
Exactly. Now, the question is, I feel like, is that like going to be a deal breaker of the friendship, or like how long would it take you to gravel and let this other person like regain your trust? Or would it be that kind of situation? We are driving somewhere, then you miss a turn. Then I'm like, oh, that's the road that you used when you went to go and sleep with him that day.
I don't know. I wouldn't hold it against you. I mean, you know, it's a small world. It's a small world. I honestly wouldn't hold it against you. I'd hold it against you if you didn't tell me. And then now I find out from other people. But if you came through and said, look, before you make any big decisions, this used to be my ex, and this was the semantics of our relationship.
Wait, and then, wait, it's not like that. You dated him, so we met him together, right? No,
we met him together.
I met him first, and then we had a vibe, but he was not that into me. Then fast forward, me and you end up at a party, and then you guys hit it off, and then you date for 6 months. Now, unfortunately, when you break up, I slip and slide with him, and shit happens.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had not heard the question right.
Yeah, I agree. I might have rotated it too much. But yeah.
That's no. I think also the internet was dropping off. Mm-hmm. But
now. Let's laugh like Monday.
Your Honor, I would like to change my previous answer. How long? imagine just tell me. Still, just tell me. Because look, we've broken up.
Correct.
It's the Ross and, Rachel, we were on a break, but really we were broken up.
Correct.
I feel that way. I feel that way. Like, we were broken up and there was no chance I thought we could get back together. So I slept with somebody else. Just tell me. Or I slept with your bestie. So, yeah.
9 minutes left.
10 minutes. Yeah.
All right. I don't want to buy something, so I'll have to create another link. But in the meantime, let's just keep going.
Okay.
All right. So I appreciate you for saying, because I know, like, based on how you know me, you will literally fish it out of me. Like, you who can even read my nonverbal cues. I don't think that's a secret that I can keep for too long. And I would rather deal with the consequences of us being on the same page than me constantly living in fear and getting anxious when I know we have to hang out together. And then maybe you see some of his friends and maybe he's gone and he's told his friends, like, I knocked both of these best friends. Like, I think, like you said before,
exactly,
you would better hear it from me. I don't know in what context I would say it, but yeah, I agree with you. Better to know than to be in the dark. Okay, so one of the things that we share in common a lot is our love for TV.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, we've probably raked more than 100 shows that we've either watched together or watched separately together. So what would be like your top five shows that you feel have cemented this friendship?
Jesus, you know them. Desperate Housewives, Lipstick Jungle, Suits. What else? Scandal.
You got three already. Oh my God, Grace, get out of my head. So I have Scandal, I have Lipstick Jungle, I have Harlem, which is the most recent one we watched together.
Yes, Harlem as well, yes.
I have Desperate Housewives, and I have, remember, you remember when Grey's Anatomy had us in a chokehold, McDreamy and McSteamy.
Oh gosh, how could I forget that? Yes, Grey's Anatomy.
So those would have been my top five shows that we've watched Pamoja, imagine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, true.
All right. A little bit of housekeeping. What chore do I hate doing the most?
Dishes.
I actually don't mind dishes. I hate folding laundry. And I think you can notice from the fact that...
Oh, gosh. Yes, folding laundry.
I hate
folding. But dishes comes a close second.
Correct. I agree with you 100%. In that order. So I think it also depends with my moods. There's some days like dishes would be like... especially if I have a fresh set of nails. But then the one that I utterly hate and loathe is folding laundry. I cannot.
You know mine.
Yours? Actually, I don't, because you handle it with so much grace when you're at home. Is it cleaning, mopping? I don't know.
Ironing.
Grace,
I hate ironing with a passion.
I know.
With a passion.
The way you do it so well. And you have like...
Yes, I do it to get it out of the way. But it's not that I enjoy it. I hate it.
Oh my God, I just learned something new about you. I would have said like cleaning, mopping, dusting, because I know you have allergies. So dusting might not be like something you enjoy because it will trigger your allergies. But ironing...
It's a close second, yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Close enough. Okay. What is the one thing that I would splurge on in a heartbeat without evaluating the consequences?
Shoes. Shoes. You know, it's a fact. Shoes. Without even batting an eyelid. Shoes.
And you know the weirdest thing? Grace is the second person who made me like develop my affinity for shoes. First of all, no homo, but I think you have bomb ass legs. And you look good.
Homo.
And you look good in any kind of shoe, like strappy, chunky heels, whether it's like a sport shoe, whether it's baby dolls, like you have an old shoe kind of leg affair going on.
Oh, thank you.
You do, honestly. For me, like, there are certain things I feel like my ankles are too small. I can't wear like strappy shoes. It'll look funny. Boots have to fit in a certain way, you know. But then you wear your shoes with so much elegance, and I feel like that's the one thing that I learned from you. And eventually when I came into my own, I was like, I'm going to copy that from Grace. I like how she does that. So my affinity for shoes definitely came from you. Yeah. Okay. Random question. We have 5 more minutes. What is the one way I have grown throughout our friendship besides weight?
I think you've grown as a person. You've grown emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
You've really grown emotionally. You're much more mature in terms of your emotions, in terms relationship wise. Mm-hmm. You've really grown in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the new you.
Aww.
I love the assertiveness.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact that you're still a go-getter, and now it's just grown in like leaps and bounds.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's one of the main things that has grown about you.
I think for me, the one thing that I admire about you is there have been moments, like it's been more than 15 years of friendship here, and we can't say that every day is hunky-dory. We obviously had our gaps where we were close but not so close. But even in those situations, I could tell that you are the glue that was holding us together. Like, even if I would drift in my emotions, you know, I'm those kind of people. When I'm in love, I'm confused. Hello, lonely people. I'm in love. I will be back when I'm broken-hearted. That's me. But you always zap me and you reassure me like, where there are some bonds that should never be broken, man or no man. So that's the one thing that I admire about you. Like, even if you're holding me from afar, the fact is that you're holding me. And when you're holding me close, like, I'm always there. And we always pick up from where we left off. And even when we have our little tiffs, once we talk about them, they never resurface again.
Ever. And they're never a reference point.
Never a reference point. So in terms of growth, that's another quality that I admire in you again. Yeah, yeah. And also how you balance your best friends. Of course, like every relationship, your best friend has a best friend. Live with it, you know? Different people serve different purposes in your life. But in no given situation, have you ever made me feel like I'm competing with your other best friend, or there's more that you're getting there than you're getting here? Like, I like how you balance your relationships. And that's not a skill that everybody can manage. I've struggled with it before. And clearly those friendships did not last, as you would know.
Yes.
So,
clear throat.
Yeah, clear throat with Grace. So, yeah, and I think that is one of the things that I had to see for myself, to actually come and see, this is my ride or die bitch. And weirdly enough, even my mom used to say it, from those days when we used to go to Mwenda's and would come back home with blue and red tongues from all their cocktails, she'd always be like,
oh God,
rafiki yako tu mmoja ni Grace. Grace tu ndo anakuelewa. Grace is the one who gets it. Grace is your real friend. So it was ordained by the gods, honey, and you're stuck with me for life.
True. True.
All right. Do you have any questions you want to ask me at this point?
I was wondering when you would ask. probably yes. Alive or dead?
Okay.
Which 3 celebrities would you have over for dinner?
Ooh, that's a beautiful question. I think Barack Obama would definitely be on that list, because like he's the one man that I feel has survived a political career scandal free. Like, no Monica Lewinsky, no like Watergate problems. Like, that guy is just so stoic, respectable, and admirable. And I love how he worships his wife. Like, they're such a dynamic duo. So I know I can't have both of them, because then that leaves me with one chair. But it would definitely be Barack Obama. Wangari Maathai.
Ooh, okay.
Because
interesting choice.
Resilience, and how, like, one of the things that I struggle with is consistency. And I feel like consistency and commitment work both hand in hand. And like the way this woman fought for forestry and the importance of us having like conserving nature in Kenya, and even went further to be the first world African Kenyan woman to get a Nobel Peace Prize. Like, I just feel like, oh my gosh, like I just want to sit down with her and just like, what keeps you going? How comes you don't give up? Like, to the point where she even cut herself and she said, I've tied myself on this tree and the only way you'll get me out is if you kill me. Like, it takes, I don't know what the word is for that, but I want to be that passionate about something.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the third one, that's a tricky one. I can't think off the top of my head, celebrity dead or alive. I think I would want to talk to Oprah. Just because I have this vision of becoming Africa's Oprah. And I just feel like I know the inborn talent is there, but I just don't know where to start.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a decision that I'm battling with a lot right now, to continue doing what I'm doing or to go chase my dreams. But then again, being a single woman and I have no backbone, it's not like I'm in a commitment where I can tell my partner, be like, hey, for the next 3 years, I'm not going to be bringing an income because I'll be busy chasing my dreams, building ABCD. So I don't know if she can talk me through that just to help me understand how I can build myself. So it would be Wangari Maathai, Barack Obama, and Oprah. Yeah.
Oprah.
And how about you?
I am the one asking questions here.
Okay, sawa. But go for it.
I would. Okay, you chose Barack, but I'd have Michelle Obama. Simply because I read her book and also, or rather, I listened to the audiobook. And I fell in love with her. I love her values. I love what she works towards. I love that even after leaving the State House, or the White House, she's still doing so much to impact like the lives of people.
Agreed.
So definitely her.
Is it weird that I admire her? I love what she stands for. And I think she's one of the first ladies who connected Hollywood and politics very well. In terms of her personality, her values, the kind of events and changes she championed, like the girl child, the black community, her dressing style. Ooh.
Oh, I know. Her workout style.
Her workout style.
But have you seen her body?
Honey. Hey.
Have you seen her body? Mad.
But then I struggled so much listening to her book. Like, that was the one aspect of her that I found a little bit boring. I just found like her tone was too mellow. I don't know why. I still haven't finished it.
I loved it. I mean, you know, we're besties, but we differ on so many things.
Of course.
But I loved it. I couldn't wait to get back into the car to listen to the book.
Maybe I should try reading it instead of listening. So I can maybe read it with my own
But you know
voice.
You're an audio person.
Exactly.
You're an audio person.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, back to you. Besides Michelle Obama. Sorry, I cut you short.
No problem. An author. Yeah. I would like to meet Stephen King.
Ooh.
You know me and my love for books.
Yes.
So Stephen King is a definite one.
Okay.
And then the third one, I feel, would be, and you know this, Gordon Ramsay.
Ooh, yes.
Gordon Ramsay is a must. He must be there.
His simply for entertainment. Arrogance is so sexy.
Yeah, but, you know, even for him, I've read a few of his books and, you know, I love him as a chef. I love him as a person. I'd definitely have him there just to stir things up.
A little
but
bit.
But I feel like he's probably not the way he is on his shows.
Correct.
In real life.
Correct. You have a point because everybody has a persona. That's so true. True.
Yeah.
And then one person, maybe I can just want her to drop by and drop dessert, is Marilyn Monroe. Like, she's, I don't know, she's an epic controversy, to say the least.
Yes.
You know, like, how could one woman gain so much influence amongst powerful men for the right or the wrong reasons? Because, hey, let's call a spade, the woman was talented. And then her ravishing beauty, her ravishing beauty, the way it's just transcended generations. Like, red lipstick will forever be associated with her. And then the mole on top of her lip. Oh,
the
my
mole,
God.
The yeah. white dress.
You know, that there's that essence yes. of beauty that's timeless within her. And I just feel like, girl, tell me your superpower, you know?
Not even that. I mean, she's an icon. She's an icon and she'll always be an icon. And no one will ever be able to replicate what she was and what she stood for.
Correct, correct.
They try, but they can't.
True. And you hear what happened to Kim K. She, I don't know if she's being sued, but she wore one of Marilyn Monroe's dresses, I think, to the Met Gala. And because of her derriere, she spoiled the dress and it's worth millions. So now there's like the controversy of like, oh, is she going to pay? Because obviously she cannot replace it. Or now does she have to buy
exactly.
it? Does that mean it's devalued if it wants to be auctioned because it's ripped? So yeah, a lot of that. And weirdly enough, if I could add one more, as much as she's a bit of a, I don't know what the right word is, probably you can help me once I drop the name, Kris Jenner.
She's a movement. She's a movement.
You see why? You see,
nobody does Kris like Kris Jenner.
You see why Grace is my bestie. She finds the exact words that I'm looking for in my head. She's my human
yeah.
dictionary. She's a freaking force.
She's a force. She's a movement. Nobody does Kris like Kris Jenner.
I mean
look at what she's done for the Kardashians.
Thank you. And she
that woman.
She's like,
say it or not,
you
she's
know,
a talent.
A mad talent. She even trademarked the word momager, like mom manager.
Yes.
Like,
you know.
She's made the impossible, like, she's, I don't know what the word is, like, she's turned everything that is so minute into a paycheck in the most weird way.
Exactly.
You know, and
hate her or love her, she has done it. There's nothing you're going to do to her. She has made money from it.
Period.
And like, hate her or love her, she's made it.
Hate her or love her, you will still want to know what she's doing.
Yes.
Mm, true.
Yeah, you still want to have your finger on the pulse.
Of course, of course.
Yeah.
Do you have another question for me or can I jump in?
No, another question for you.
Yes.
Give me one or two books that have impacted your life.
Oh my God. I was actually just thinking about that the other day. I've forgotten the title and this is very embarrassing. Charlemagne the God has a book, Black Privilege.
Oh yeah, Charlemagne the God, yeah.
I listened to that book in one sitting and it's like 16 hours. Like I was literally in my bed. Just scribbling and writing, you know me and my self-care of writing stuff. I listen, I sleep, I pause, I wake up, I continue. And then I had to fold laundry. And that was the one time where laundry did not feel like a daunting task. His book has
yeah.
so many gems. And his first book, the second one, not so much. But Black Privilege, oh my God. Like, and I feel for me, it came at the right time when I had just come into the discovery of, okay, media is probably where I was meant to be. And it's never too late to get into it. And his story of mm-hmm. how he rose through the ranks, how he was fired from Wendy Williams' show, how he's always been a rebel and said the worst stuff that got him into trouble, but then later trended and then gave him his respect. His gems of how you can't start at the top, get into the building, to stay into the building, to build the position you desire. Like, that book is freaking epic. I think, like, every person should listen to it. Honestly speaking, his whole life from when he transformed into from a whore to a man and decided to settle with the woman who had been there for him for years and how now he completely transformed 360 and even became an advocate for fidelity and marriage works, you know, and such stuff. So I admire him a lot for that part. Yeah.
Nice. I like it.
Another book. Ooh, tricky.
Just one or two, so it can be one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At top of my mind, I'd say Black Privilege. The second one is Maybe You Should Talk to Somebody. And this is a book written by a therapist who is narrating her going to see her therapist. So the therapist has a
but,
therapist.
But, you know, therapists have therapists.
Exactly, exactly. So that was like an interesting dimension that I never actually thought like you can do it. And then also my pal Abu, who's also in psychology, told me like it's a must because you cannot therapize yourself.
True.
Yeah, so it was a phenomena that had not clicked in my brain. But then how she narrated it, and then the awkward moments where some of her clients cheat on her and then go to her therapist, and then they meet in the waiting room.
Awkward.
It's a very, very interesting book. It's comical, but also very, it's just like even the smartest people have weaknesses, you know?
Yeah.
So I loved it. I love that it showed weakness in being a genius in a certain aspect. So those two books, I'd say I really enjoyed listening to them, and I would listen to them again in a heartbeat. How about you?
My top books, of all the books that I have read and my to be reads. That is a very large question.
Oh yeah, because you're a walking library. Like Grace is the kind of person who likes to smell her books, bookmarks, highlight, and please don't borrow her books. And if you ever if you bring them with piggy ears, just replace it with a new copy. She's very finicky about her books.
Very. If you know me, you know, just don't borrow from me. Just buy your own books.
Yeah, if you really need it, I'll even contribute towards the purchase. But I'm not sharing the books. Yeah.
But I'm not sharing. You spoil the spine, everything. But I can say a Dan Brown, Inferno, was one of my biggest books.
I haven't read that. I should definitely look into that. Okay.
Oh, you definitely need to look into that. Okay. Stephen King, all-time favorite. It. Yes, I love a good murder mystery. I love thrillers.
And it's
but
so weird.
Also, I love my romantic books.
You're a hopeless
romantic.
So
I'll have to... Sorry?
You're a hopeless romantic. Of course you love romance.
Oh, I'm a hopeless romantic. But I also, in terms of thrillers, I can also say, and this was also turned into a series, Big Little Lies.
Ah, explains why you like it.
Yep. Any book that's turned into a series, usually I will love, but... I always have to read the book first before I watch.
You just read
because
my mind.
I feel like my head makes things better.
I agree. How you consider? Yeah. And don't you just love it? Like when you watch a movie that came from a book, and there's a scene that's almost exactly how you imagined it in your head.
Exactly. Like, that's usually so
I'm a
good.
Creative
you're like,
genius.
Should I become a director?
You know, I have some hidden talents.
I have some hidden talents.
Oh, wow. Nice. I'll definitely look for Inferno for sure. Stephen King. I don't know. You know, like there are those authors who you say, like when I take a sabbatical and I'm free and I just have nothing to do. Like if I ever get pregnant, I don't know. I dilly-dally between whether I want kids or not, which you're already aware of. But if I ever get into that season, first of all, the man better be secure enough because me, I'm not working while I'm carrying your baby, period. Yeah.
You're not doing that hustle and pregnancy. Mm-mm. It's not for you.
It's not for me, babe. And I'm already like in my mid-30s. So it's going to be, you know, kind of like a high-risk pregnancy. So the least you can do is eliminate the stress.
Thank you.
And that's on period.
And that's on period.
Yeah, so maybe around that time, that's when I'll start like focusing on Stephen King. Like, you know, these multi-book authors who like have like a lot
J.K. Rowling.
J.K. Rowling. Like, even Daniel Steele, weird enough.
I still love a good Daniel Steele. Man. I still love a good Daniel Steele.
And her covers were the best with the gold and the embossed and the... Oh, God, Daniel Steele was epic. Why lie? She's one of a kind. Interesting. You just mentioned something about Inferno and true crime. Have you gotten into true crime podcasts? Have you tried?
I have tried true crime podcasts, but I feel I need to eke out some more time to be listening to them because, there are some really good ones out there.
Correct.
And yeah, I need to get into them because I think those, I'd be obsessed over them.
I agree 100%. It might just be your thing. All right. Can I ask you a question now?
Of course.
What word do I use the most?
What word do you use the most?
I'll make it
single
easier.
Word or what phrase do you use the most?
Any you can think of. I won't make the question harder for you. Just phrase.
As soon as immediately.
Ah!
As soon as immediately. Or immediately no.
Immediately no. Immediately no.
Immediately no.
Ah, my God. You deserve a Nobel Peace Prize for best friend.
But a single word. No, you always come with phrases.
Yeah, and
You always have the best
I think
phrases.
what would be a that one has lasted for a long time. I thought I'd be bored of it
Oh,
by
that one has
now.
lasted for a long
Hey, that
time
one
and
has
irritates a
lasted.
lot of people.
Yeah, but I don't care. And then the people it irritates in the beginning, at some point they get used to it.
Exactly.
For you, I don't think you have a common phrase because, like, again, another thing that I admire about you, your diction is so vast and you have this pictorial way of describing things to the T. I'm always looking at you to finish my sentences because it's like you can read my mind and find the apt word. I'll probably use like 5 words to say one thing and you will just drop one word. That's it.
I
You
do
know?
try.
So for you, I just know like the one thing is the Kafinga on your nose when you want to say something. Aki, gosh. Like for emphasis, your tiny index finger will always go on top of your nose in between, like on that lateral line between your eyes. You'll just put, and I'll know, hey, here, a serious message is being delivered. We need to pay attention.
I didn't even know I did it until you pointed it out.
I knew it was such a nice. I kept telling you, like, babe, this is what you always do. And you're like, I, me. I'm like, yeah. And then one day you saw it in a picture and you were like, oh, you are right.
I saw it in two pictures on different occasions, and I'm like, this person has captured this finger twice on two separate occasions. How? So I must do it a lot.
Yeah. And it's one of those things, like, I guess people say these are the things you can't see about yourself.
True.
Yeah. So it's like Johari window looking from outside in, not inside out. That's why you might not notice it as much. All right. Do you have another question or can I hit you with one?
Hit me with one. Let's go. Let's go.
Hey, are you ready? Drum roll.
Yeah. Oh, God.
What? I like the anxiety I'm giving you.
Oh, yeah.
In the entirety of our friendship, which is a decade plus. What is the best advice I have ever given you?
Ooh. Have you ever given me advice? Of course you have. The best of all the advice, I think, is when you told me that time is short. Time is short. Live your best life. Time is very short. We
Correct.
all think time is long, but time is very short. Live your best life.
Oh, you're making me sound very profound. I love it. I love it.
I think it's the way I'm delivering it, but that's the only one I can think that, has stuck in my mind, and I always go back to when, I need a mental push.
Yeah.
That's always been the one.
Nice. I would say
And
that.
for you?
And for me, the best advice you've, oh my God, they're in multitudes, but the one that keeps repeating itself a lot, especially now that I'm recovering from my mental health issues, is feel your feelings. And I like that you say, Kiku, feel your feelings. Feel them now so
Feel your
that they
feelings.
don't have to come and haunt you later. Just feel your feelings. Even if it doesn't make sense to anybody else, if your feelings are telling you that's what you need to feel the gratification or the joy in your heart, just feel them. Allow it, fam. Allow it.
Allow it, fam.
You
Allow
know?
it.
Allow it. So that's, I
Allow
think,
it.
that is going to be like a timeless. And I always have this thought in my head of, if I ever get married, you giving the speech.
Sasa, I'll give the speech or nitakatisha keki. Which of the two?
You'll have to do a lot of roles that day. I guess that's what I guess for I what I get for having one person that encompasses my whole life. So be ready to multitask if it ever
I'll
happens.
multitask. You know I'm good at that.
I know, without a shred of doubt. So yeah. Feeling my feelings, that's like one solid advice that even when I say it, I hear your voice in my head.
Kiko, feel your feelings.
Exactly that way. You heard it from the horse's mouth. Epic. All right, this is a bit controversial, but just let me know because I'm not perfect. I have weaknesses. How can I be a better friend?
Gosh, how can you be a better friend? Buy me more presents. how can you be a better friend? I don't know. We talk every day, you know,
correct,
Kiku. We
correct.
talk every single day.
And not just like
we
every
literally
day, once a day, like from good morning to...
From good morning to good night.
Exactly.
To if I don't hear from Kiku, you know, there's something. There is something wrong.
Correct. And then it's also weird how if you respond like with one-worded answers, then I'll know, okay, maybe today is not the day, you know. And I'll kind of like, what's the word again? I'll microdose my communication. But then you'll just type, you'll send me a meme in the morning at like 9 a.m. I'm like, oh, today's the day.
Today we are up. We're good.
We are good.
Let's go. Let's get this.
You know, and I think another thing that I love about us is how we connect into each other's lives. Like, you, for example, until a few months ago, like the retrograde was just a word we used. Oh, Mercury's in retrograde. Mercury's in Leucoset.
You know, and we didn't take it very seriously.
And then we didn't take it very seriously. And then after the pod, and then you listen. And another one is obviously support. You support me with like your every living fiber, which I absolutely love. And I hope I do the same for you. And then you listen to it and you were like, oh my God, Kiku, it makes so much sense now.
It made so much sense, and I think it really helped me handle the most recent retrograde.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I have cruised through that word very quickly because of my background.
Yes, of course, I know.
There's a lot of errors there.
Yeah.
But it really helped me recently to understand what I'm going through and why what is happening in my life is happening.
Even just waking up without energy. Like, you just wake up and you're like, have I even slept?
Like, I feel like I just went to sleep and my alarm is going off. Did I set the wrong alarm?
Exactly.
It was, yeah.
It's crazy.
It was like, heavy.
It was very heavy. We survived. Look at us now.
Look at us now. Look at us. Look at us.
Hey. Do you have any questions?
Hey. What do you think I should do to be a better friend?
Just keep being you. There's nothing about you that will change, honestly speaking. I love how you know when to be supportive, you know when to be assertive, you know when, like for example, when I came home in December, you know I was completely broken. And I didn't tell you much because I was a bit embarrassed of the fact that I was dealing with depression. But there's a way you just enveloped me and you took care of me, made my favorite meals, always made sure I was entertained. Like, on account of being an orphan, there are very few places where I feel safe.
Well, you know, you're always safe at mine.
And
at ours.
And that's the one place that I can come and I can just, like, be free. No judgment, no nothing. Like, I can just offload everything on my back and just be free.
Unwind
without any fear of judgment, fear of being ridiculed, without any fear of like, oh my God, am I misbehaving? Am I doing this? You know, am I too loud? Am I what? One thing I do need to improve, please help me with this, is my potty mouth around the kids. That one I need to improve.
Oh goodness. Do you know what? We'll introduce a swear jar.
Yes, we
and
should.
And it'll be 1,000 per swear.
Hey, Jesus.
1,000. So that you can talk, surely. You know I have a potty mouth. And by virtue of I'm a mother, so I'm able to, you know, censor myself. But
I have a potty mouth. But I love it also how each time when I come, the kids always like get a phrase out of me. Like the last one was hapo sasa, especially the way T says it. Hapo sasa, Auntie Kiku. And then the next one was emotional damage.
Which he still says till now.
Oh my gosh. Like he definitely warms my heart, like each and every time. So I need to top up now with another new line, a new word. And even now Gianni says, hey, 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 when we are dancing.
Hey, like, hey. I'm like, wow, Auntie Kiku. Look at the influence you have.
Oh my God, yes. Exactly. Influence. I like that. How will you know I'm their godmother? Hello. I have to leave some impact on their life.
Yeah, true.
Okay. So if someone was to meet us for the first time, besides being your best friend, how would you describe me?
Huh. How would I describe you?
Yeah, to someone that is meeting me for the first time.
She's bubbly. Well, not bubbly, because that makes you sound like a social butterfly. But you're very social and you're very interactive and you like meeting new people. And you'll be the first one out of the gate in terms of, working the room, making
Correct.
sure like if it's your party, everybody's comfortable. You'll interact with everybody. And by the time you're leaving, everybody knows your name and in a good way. Yeah, you're that sort of person. I'm an introverted extrovert. I think
An
they have a
ambivert.
word for that. Yes,
Ambivert.
I'm an ambivert. So, I'm here busy describing myself already.
Yeah, I've already described you. You're an ambivert. And in a social setting, yes, you'd walk in, your presence would be felt, but you also need to sit down and read the room.
Yeah, definitely,
And
definitely. And some people take that as, okay, some people
arrogance.
have told me I have, arrogance and I have resting bitch face,
Oh,
and
that we
it's
both have.
unfortunate.
That we both have.
Yeah, we both have it.
Yeah, we do.
And it has sometimes made it hard for some people to approach me, and then later they approach me and we hit it off.
And I think the worst thing
But
is to make us sit together in an event. Oh my God. Because
oh, please don't. Oh,
the one thing we do
even if we
very
don't sit
well.
together, it's just the eyes across the room or across the table.
And one of our favorite hobbies together is people watching.
Oh yes, I love a good people
I
watch.
love a good
I
people
love
watch.
watching people.
Yeah. Like I could tell when we went for brunch last week on Saturday. Oh my God, it just feels so surreal to say it was last week. And you know me, I'm there hyped
Imagine.
up, energy, I'm trying to get the vibe. And you're just there like sitting, somber, observing, enjoying, absorbing. And I'm like, okay,
Absorbing,
she's having
taking
her moment. You
videos,
know, like she's having her moment. She's in her element. I shouldn't try to get her to
getting
move.
my money's worth.
Hello, we all did that
Hello.
day. We did. And the fact that we respect that about each other, like you don't have to be like me and I don't have to be like you.
True.
But when we're together, it's freaking epic.
It's a force.
It's
It's
a
a
freaking,
movement.
I'm a movement by myself. Hey, but I'm a force
Hey,
when
but
we
we're
together.
together. Hey. Vibes
Vibes on vibes. All right, since we're
on
running out of
vibes.
time, what would be like our parting shot? First of all, just allow me to say this. A lot of you people might not know this, but in 2019, Grace came to Dubai with her whole family, her hubby and her two kids, and they were here for Christmas. And of course, this is my family, and I hadn't seen my godkids in some time because I just started another job that was very hectic, and I hadn't managed to get some time off and stuff. And towards the end of the trip, we were going to the airport. Grace had heard me talk a lot about, I think I want to start a podcast. I just started YouTube like 3 years back and it failed. And I was like, oh, the visual pressure was too much. Plus, I was battling acne and that was affecting my confidence. So, video content was just a bit too much pressure. And then, as we're going towards the airport, her and her hubby, Robert, shout out, hey, give me an envelope. And then they're just like, go and chase your dreams. You know what this is for. And for me, that was probably the most meaningful gift I have ever gotten in, I don't know, in forever. And so
And
each time you guys are listening to TCP, just know that there's a massive hand that Grace played into getting this shit started. And I just want to take a moment
oh.
before all the gist mongers to say thank you for being my champion. Even for those moments where I laze out and I phase out, for being the fire that pushes me to keep on keeping on, and for being that friend that just doesn't speak words but backs it up with action. And I love you for that.
Gosh, now you're gonna make me cry, man. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I mean, for you know what part you play in my life. You've been my rock for damn near over 16 years. We've been there for each other, for the big things, for the small things.
Correct.
You're the one I call when I'll call you and immediately you'll tell me, or I'll send you a message and you'll immediately tell me, should I call? Do you need a call? And for that, I thank you. You're the godmother to my children, so you know, man,
My babies.
my kids are your kids, my
Correct.
family is your family.
Correct.
You know, we've been through so much, losing parents, and it's been a long time. Been a
True.
long time of trials, tribulations, but to the other 16, because it's for life, this one. I love you too.
Hey, and now it's ordained by blood and ink, so we are stuck together.
Thank you. We are stuck together now. We are stuck together.
I cannot wait to see what the next 16 hold, babe. And upwards, onwards, the sky is just a benchmark, it's not the limit. And I know with you by my side, it can only get better. I love you and thank you so much for doing this with me. I appreciate you. Any final remarks?
I hope I will be invited again. I don't know how I did,
Oh, yes,
but
you did fantastic. This is just the first of many. And first of all, she had nerves. She was like, oh, what am I supposed to say? This, that. Look at how effortless you sound. I'll send you like a clip when I'm editing. You know, your voice, it's so raw, like it comes from your larynx deep. You're not loud like me, who has high decibels. Yours comes with so much depth. So, girl, you'll listen to yourself, and probably this will be the beginning of something that you never expected.
True. Yeah, it could be. It could be. Ah, gosh. Everybody needs to listen to your podcast. Like, if you haven't been listening and if you haven't been plugging, please, can you plug and can you be listening? This woman is a gem that you didn't know you needed in your life. Listen, listen. This podcast is life. This podcast is what you need. That's mine. Yeah.
Okay, the tears have come out. That's it. I'm done with you. Goodbye.
I'm done with goodbye.